Hey, Survivor. Welcome to episode 66 of the Vibrant Survivor podcast. Today, I want to supply you with 6 steps to healing when the narcissist faces justice. Yes. But first, let's self-regulate with a back-to-front breathing exercise. Place your hand on your chest, if you'd like. You're going to inhale and notice how the breath fills your body. And as you exhale, play with different sounds like ah, ooh, or hmm. And then empty the breath until the sound is gone. Ready? Take a deep breath in. Exhale with your sound. Notice how that feels. How do you react emotionally when the narcissist gets theirs? Grab your notebook and pen, and let's dig in.
Hey, Survivor. Welcome to the Vibrant Survivor podcast. Do you want to disconnect from a narcissistic or toxic situation and heal? Are you Googling how to identify a narcissist, narcissistic abuse, and boundaries? Are you feeling stressed and lonely while trying to avoid being sucked back in and lied to again? Hey, I'm Leslie. As a busy wife and mom, I fell for the lies and manipulations of narcissists. I wasted my time, talents, and money on users who kept moving the goalposts. I wanted real relationships and business opportunities and to enjoy life with my family. Instead, I struggled with anxiety, panic attacks, and insomnia, and I couldn't trust my body or anybody until I took a holistic approach to healing. In this podcast, you'll find tips for healthy living, trauma healing, and boundaries so that you'll have the freedom, confidence, and inner peace to respond, not react, after narcissistic abuse. Take a deep breath in, let it out slowly, and just relax. This time's for you. Hey, Survivor! Are you tired of feeling exhausted, stressed, lonely, and stuck in narcissistic relationships, and you just want closure and healing? I spent years rationalizing toxic relationships and dysfunctional environments in the name of community, connection, and career. As a result, I wasted my time, talents, and money on users who kept moving the goalposts. One of the worst was an alleged murderer who discarded me after I caught him lying, stopped helping him for free, and held my boundaries. Even though I dodged a bullet, I felt depressed, ashamed, and I doubted myself. I want you to know that you don't have to suffer in silence, feel alone, or crazy anymore. Come and experience the power of creating your own closure without the permission or participation of the narcissist. I've been no contact for over 4 years now, and I've grown personally and professionally. I have more clarity, stronger boundaries, I'm building a life and business that I've always wanted, and enjoying real relationships. I know you want to break patterns of getting into toxic relationships, even if you don't mean to. And it feels so good to disconnect from dysfunction, set and hold boundaries, provide closure for myself, and focus on self-care, and to empower my kids to do the same. Go to closurecoachingsession.com right now and get ready to heal after narcissistic abuse. This week, several arrests have been made in the death of 16-year-old Preston Lord. The anticipation has been building for days, and finally the arrests started happening in rapid-fire succession, and with all the elements of a Hollywood production. We're talking helicopters, SWAT teams, media everywhere. I was glued to my devices for all the updates, and with each breaking story, the reality of so many lives forever changed felt heavy. It was surreal. And this evening, I joined my community at a candlelight vigil to honor Preston's memory at the very spot where his life was taken. And for me, standing in that location for the first time, I felt emotionally overwhelmed by Preston's fatal attack outside a party that my own child attended but left 20 minutes prior to Preston's attack. That was surreal. Here are 5 steps to healing when the narcissist faces justice. Number 1, self-regulate. Calm your nervous system. This will help you to find balance and clarity on your next best step.
You can do a breathing exercise like the back to front exercise that we did at the beginning of this episode. Number two, validate your feelings. Acknowledge and validate your emotions as you process the news of the narcissist facing justice. In situations like this, it's normal to feel a plethora of emotions like anger, shock, confusion, sadness, fear, relief, even guilt. Document your feelings without judgment. Be kind to yourself. Pray about your feelings and share them with a safe person or group. Number three, focus on your healing. Redirect your attention to your healing journey and practicing self-care. The narcissist may not value the lives of others or even their own life, but you can prioritize your life. Engage in activities that support your mental, physical, and emotional well-being, like therapy, mindfulness, and moving your body, preferably outside. Remind yourself that healing is a journey filled with twists and turns. It is not a race. Number four, protect yourself with boundaries. Create space and then double down. Your continued exposure to the narcissist and the chaos they create, or in this case, the crimes they commit, can re-traumatize you. Limit your exposure to the triggers that could set you back, like social media, events, activities, even locations, and ask somebody to hold you accountable. Number five, seek support and connection. You need healthy, safe relationships, survivor. During times of suffering, you need people who can validate your experience, offer empathy, and walk with you on your journey. You can join a community or group, attend an event like I did this evening, and lean on others. Number six, celebrate your resilience. Acknowledge your growth and progress in overcoming narcissistic abuse. It takes courage to process trauma, confront the narcissist, and fight for justice. Affirm your worthiness of justice and healing as you continue on your journey at your pace. Let's recap six steps to healing when the narcissist faces justice. Number one, self-regulate. Number two, validate your feelings. Number three, focus on your healing. Number four, protect yourself with boundaries. Number five, seek support and connection. And number six, celebrate your resilience. Remember, when the narcissist acts with impunity, there's healing in your community.
If this podcast has helped you understand who and what you're dealing with, sharpen your discernment, and move forward on your healing journey, share it with another survivor. Help me help others by leaving a review for the show. And let's connect on social. Take a screenshot, share it in your IG stories, find and tag me at The Vibrant Survivor, and I'll share your post too. I look forward to connecting with you on IG and seeing you back here. You're not alone, and you're not crazy. Know who you're dealing with, know who you are. Take care, and I'll meet you back here next week. Bye-bye.